Well, now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. By the way, Jeff Barron, our director of production and development, did the mixing for that quartet that you heard, and it was an unsung quartet, and he was an unsung member of that quartet by making sure the instruments were all mic'd properly and in a way that you could hear them and enjoy them. And thank you. We have quite a few phone calls that have come in indicating how much that group was enjoyed. It's now 17 and a half minutes, but who's counting, right, before 11 o'clock? You know, all these years we were on from 6 to 10, and when time is a little more meaningful, by about this time of the day, I don't think the half minutes count so much, probably, but that's an old habit that'll probably never die. It's a pleasure for me to introduce you to Pat Hoffman and Ray Lynn. Good morning to you both. Hi.
Good morning.
And Pat, I'll start with you. If you could just tell me where you're from and a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I work for the UPMC. I'm from Mount Lebanon. And I just have two children, one 30, who's in the Air Force, and one 16, who lives at home with us. And I just, they're both boys. And I just really wanted to have a little sister girl hang out with.
Well, that's great. What do you do for UPMC?
I'm in the security, international, domestic side.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Love it.
Well, that's great. So growing up, did you have sisters?
Four sisters.
So this is like old hat to you, I would imagine.
It is indeed.
Raylan, tell me about yourself.
I'm in sixth grade. I'm 13 and I don't know.
Where do you go to school?
Oh, Pleasant Hills Middle School.
Wow. Have you been down here ever for any of the architecture workshops that we do here? I'm trying to think. Your teacher, Mr. Frantangelo?
Frat? Yeah. Call him Mr. Frat.
Frat. I know him very well.
Really?
And he has brought classes here at least a dozen times. And I think that happens in 7th and 8th grade, which maybe is the reason why. What kinds of stuff do you like to do together? Well, how long have you been paired, first of all? How long have you been sisters?
A couple of months,
Oh, so it's new.
Almost a year.
Okay.
Actually, it's easy to remember, 8-8-0-7.
Yeah.
What did you do on that first day?
Well, we met each other and her family.
Yeah.
And we decided we liked each other right away.
Well, that's nice, and that's a good thing that happened. Were you nervous at all, Raylan? Have you had a sister before?
A big sister?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had one, but she didn't really stick around.
So. Oh, well, that must have made it. I would be a little, I don't know if apprehensive is the right word, but I would be kind of wondering. I think it takes a lot of courage to meet somebody brand new. What's it like?
It's fun and interesting, but I'm good at making friends and stuff, so.
Well, that's excellent. What do you think makes, if somebody wants to be good at making friends, how do you become good at that, do you think?
You just have to be really friendly and patient, and you can't be, like, all over people and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you find a lot of people could probably heed that advice and become a little bit more willing to be friendly?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you see that sometimes. What are some of the things you've done together that stick out in your mind as really fun activities?
We've done lots of things. Like, we've made skirts. Well, made a skirt. Because I like to create different stuff. And my mom calls me really artistic.
You know, I got that from you before we even spoke. I can't tell you why. You just seem It shows in your face. Your face is really like kind of lit up and smiling. Pat's nodding her head.
Absolutely.
You have an artsy
She's
look about
delight.
You.
Mm-hmm. Very happy, very positive.
Yeah. What other things? I see you've got a list there too.
Yeah, a long list.
Yeah, tell me about them.
Well, we go to this, we used to like sometimes go to this place. It's a ceramics place. And I love monkeys. They're my first favorite animal. And so I painted, and my favorite color is orange, so I painted a ceramics monkey. That was fun.
I'll bet. Yeah. Pat, do you share the artistic
Absolutely.
Interest?
Absolutely. Very creative, very artistic. So it's a wonderful match for us. Plus, she has an athletic side. You know, she likes to go on hikes, and I have that too. So we're just a natural match. And oh. we've painted her room, her favorite color, bright orange. It's like coming into a big sunshine room.
Now, what part of town are you from?
I'm in the South Hills of Mount Lebanon.
Okay, so, oh, that's right. Forgive
and
me.
And she's in Pleasant Hills.
So you're
that's
not
okay.
too far away
no.
To be able to spend time. Well, what else is on your list? I don't want to miss anything.
We painted my room orange, and on the ceiling it says love and hope.
So when you lie at night, you can look up there
yeah.
and see things. That's great.
And we made curtains for my room. They're orange also. We made a blanket. It's like flannel, and then we took two of them and tied them together.
How cool. Your room, my gosh, an orange ceiling, yellow walls, and, it's all orange?
It's yeah. orange walls, and the ceiling is actually a white tile.
Oh,
we painted the white
cool.
tile, and then in the tiles, a big L, a big O, and another tile diagonal to it.
That's so bright. That sounds neat. What else is there?
We usually go to dinner on Tuesday and Saturday for like to see each other. Yeah, so and we usually go on hikes. It's fun.
Oh, Pat, what kind of places do you go to for hiking?
Well, we've gone to Bird Park in Mount Lebanon. You know, it's a beautiful park. Mm. We plan to do South Park. Shortly,
nice.
When the weather, you know, the weather's breaking now, so we'll be doing a little bit more of that.
Do you have some favorite restaurants that you go to?
Yeah, I like to go to Elliot's Backyard Barbecue and
in Pleasant
Bob
Hills?
Evans, yeah.
Boy, Elliot, I'm going to have to look up Elliot's.
That's, Elliot's, it's awesome.
I love barbecue, and I did not know about Elliot's, so... Mr. Elliott, if you're listening, it's post office box 10092, Pittsburgh. We can't. That's called ribola. We're not allowed to do that. That sounds great. Anything else that comes to mind?
We carved a pumpkin for Halloween.
Nice. A huge one, huh?
Yeah.
Did you pick it? Did you go get it together?
Yeah.
Wow.
We went to Trax Farms, looked at a zillion pumpkins.
And... Well, for my room and my sisters and brothers for Christmas, we made pumpkins. I mean, not pumpkins. We made pillowcases. That was fun.
You guys really do have a lot of things in common.
Well, she wanted to make the pillowcases, and in her family, she has an adorable family. They each is a character from Winnie the Pooh. So we bought, you know, her brother was Piglet. He's the youngest. Mom was?
Mom's Pooh. Ebony's Roo or Kanga, and Dominique's Eeyore, and I'm Tigger.
You know, I was just going to ask you to tell me about your family. So are you, let's see, there's Dominique, and what are your brothers?
One brother.
What's his name?
Khalil.
Okay, and so there's three of you?
There's...
And your mom?
Ebony.
I almost forgot. How could I forget Ebony? Are you the oldest?
No, I'm second oldest.
Okay. Wow. It's a big family. It must be awfully nice to have somebody to yourself and to spend time with. And like, you're not a big sister. Well, you kind of are to everybody. I'm sure the whole family knows you. But it's got to be nice to just have two time, just the two of you together.
Absolutely. It's great.
Oh, that's great. Pat, if there are... How did you come? Well, you mentioned you thought it would be a good thing to do, but did you have any false starts? Were you thinking of doing it, becoming a big sister, and then did you drop the idea, and then did it come back to you, or can you share that with
us
a little?
Sure. I'm not the type of person of people who know me who has an idea and drops it. I have an idea and I go with it mm-hmm. because I have a very strong faith, and I, you know, pray about it and discern, is because I really wanted to make a commitment so I don't drop out of it, you know, and make sure this is the direction I should take. And I felt, you know, peace about it, and this is what I needed to do, so I pursued it.
Well, that's
great.
The
only, I guess, part that kind of was a little I was uncertain about was I didn't realize there was a long time between the time you become a big sister until you're matched. I thought it was an instant process. So I'm calling my contact. I'm like, hey, where's my little sister?
And I can see you would want that. That's what I, just knowing you, you know, where is it? I want.
That's right.
So it took a while.
Yeah, it takes a few months.
Wow. That is longer than I would think. And it sounds...
But they have a great process. You know, there's questions that you have to read and interests that you have to designate, and they try and look through the littles that they have and try and match you up geographically and interest base. So I was really happy, actually, that they waited that long and found Raylan for me. So we're a great match.
That's great. Raylan, do you like music?
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
No, I don't really. I'm not really good with instruments.
But you like listening and
yeah.
Do you dance?
No, my sister's really better at dance than I am.
I can't, well, I don't know if you're saying you can't dance, but I can't dance. I'm not a very good dancer at all. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
About our what we did in our
Just
match?
Just anything. Anything in the whole world.
Pat is really a blessing in my family. She's so cool and so awesome. Everybody loves her in my family. My little brother especially. He's always asking, when's Pat coming over? When's Pat coming over? And I'm just like, not today, Khalil, not today.
Oh, that's nice to let her know that. I'm sure she knows already, but now you've just told the whole world. And Cheryl Jones is here with us, too, from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And how are you today? I would help if I turned your microphone on. You're doing fine,
I'm doing
I understand.
Fine. Yes.
And I have to thank you for organizing all of our matches. I don't know how you do it. You're a very organized person.
Well, we have a large array of people to choose from, and they all have great stories. And these two have fabulous stories. And Pat, I handle a lot of the things on our website, mm-hmm. and Pat sends these email updates of what they do. And I just was so actually fabulously interested in meeting them because her emails are so rich with the things that they do, and she sends photos. So if anyone wants to check out the bright orange room that they painted, they should go to our website.
Oh, is that online?
To the photo albums, because you can see the skirt that she made and the painting and all the things that they do. Pat takes a great interest in spreading the word. So
oh, I'll go
great.
And look at that for sure. I'm going to want to see that. And it's just been wonderful to have you here. Pat, is there anything else you wanted to
Yeah, there mention? Is one more thing. I love the way Big Brothers and Big Sisters, there's a support service, you know, if I have questions or issues that I might be a little, you know, need some guidance on how to handle certain things. They're very, very helpful, and I really appreciate that support. And I just want to say that they also do offer a lot of tickets. Like, we've gone to Pitt men's basketball. We've gone to Penguins games. We've gone to the circus, some really, really other fun activities that Raylan and I can participate in.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we, if you'd like to tour the museum together today, we have a pass for
I'd
you.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of things for bigger kids here, too, Raylan, not just little kids. There's there's some art areas that are pretty much of interest to everybody, and you can just mull around the place a little bit or mill around. And I really want to thank you for coming. We'll make sure we get you a copy. Actually, Cheryl will make sure. We and Cheryl will make sure that you get a copy of
thank
your
you.
Interview. It'll be online, too. And it's been
Excellent.
Just a pleasure to have you here.
Thank
you.
Thank you for having us.
So much. Thanks. More information on how you can get involved with the Big Brother Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh is available at www.bbspittsburgh.org or 412-363-6100. Visit slbradio.org to listen to additional Big Brother Big Sister of the Month segments made possible with financial support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon. Thank you.